Welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. I'm Ludmila, founder and CEO of Rampic, a B2B digital marketing agency. We help tech founders get the most of their marketing effort and promote their stories to our audience. We believe that every tech founder has a unique story and their business needs attention. Stick around till the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can become our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Hello and welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge. Hello and welcome to B2B Tech Founders Lounge, the podcast and the place where tech founders share their unconventional vision and the stories. And today I'm here with Ken Pamela, the CEO and founder of RepStar. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Ken, you have quite a background in years of tech entrepreneurship under your belt and on your bio. But to get things started, what brought you to the tech space and how RepStar was born?
I don't know if that just means I'm getting old, maybe, but I grew up around tech at a tech family. There's pictures of me as a little guy on the computer. My dad would sit me down. I was probably just pushing buttons, but they were from the time I was 2 years old. I was on a computer and I've always just loved technology. I decided at an early age to learn how to build computers and then picked up coding. My mom had a VB6 book that, or VB5 book, I think it was at the time, that she bought and then just was collecting dust. So I took it and learned how to make little forms apps and really enjoyed coding. Started a little web design company in high school and was making websites for people. So just always enjoyed it. Probably had a little bit of the entrepreneur bug back then, but I went to school for computer science, got a job, worked my way through corporate America, different roles, engineer, got into management, leading departments and teams, and then ultimately decided to branch off and do my own thing.
That's awesome. And I love how you transitioned from like a school kid with a web design company to a full kind of like scale entrepreneur with a software development company over the years. Tell us a little bit more about what you do and whom you serve at RepStar.
So we work with a pretty wide range of customers. When I first started the company, we worked pretty much exclusively with startups, small businesses. We were building MVPs, helping folks get to market, but it's grown and evolved over time. So now we work with a lot of mid-market and larger enterprises on cloud transformation, application modernization projects. So taking some of those old, probably VB6 apps that I was building when I was a kid and moving them to the cloud, just evolved over time. We still work with a lot of tech founders and startups as well. That'll always be something that's near and dear to my heart. I know it's tough building an MVP on a budget and being able to do it in a way that it's not a throwaway and it can scale. And then these days we're really passionate about Gen AI. I talk a lot about AI and the use cases and how we can build some of these custom solutions that are using our customers' actual data and you're not involving a third party. So we're able to train base models that cloud providers have with our customers' data and build them pretty cost-effective solutions that give them some of these generative AI capabilities. So we're going to continue on that trend. I want to keep growing the business. I'm excited about it. And I think we'll still, you know, continue to serve a pretty diverse and wide range of customers.
Talking about AI, this place is getting very saturated now. So everybody, like almost everybody, is trying to get in there or build something using AI in all the aspects. You mentioned custom AI and training the base models on the customer data. Can you tell us like a little bit more, or maybe you have a couple of interesting use cases you can share? Because that's a very interesting angle, because you're building from scratch. You're building it up from the ground instead of using the data that's out there. So I think it would be very interesting for our audience to learn more, a little more about your experience here.
Yeah, I'd love to share. So we're doing a lot of retrieval augmented generation solutions right now with our customers. So taking those base models, enriching them with data that our customers have, and building tools that are tuned with their data, right? They're secure. We can control who has access to it, what goes in it, right? The goal there is to move fairly quickly, but not have some of the downside of just throwing your data into a third-party platform. And there's use cases for that. Not everyone should build something custom. I'm not telling everyone to go do that. If you're an e-commerce business chatbot on your website, probably not for you to go build a whole custom solution. But we have a project right now we're working on. I like talking about this one just because we're wrapping it up right now and it's really exciting. But we're taking data from a bunch of different data sources that our customer has and a custom system that we've built for them. And they're in the logistics space. They do last mile. And there's a lot of processes there. We probably won't just stop at this one that we can automate decision making on. But right now, the thing we focused on was the dispatching process that they have. So they take bundles that get delivered and they run them through a team of human beings to decide who should deliver them. And there's different factors, who's driven for a certain customer before, what's their performance been. There's obviously who's closest, the basic stuff, but then there's a lot of consideration in that goes into this. And so we're pulling in CSAT data from HubSpot. We're pulling in data from our custom system where the orders get entered and a bunch of different data sources. And we're able to make decisions on the fly about who this package should go to for delivery. And right now there's a team of almost 50 people that do this manually. So this is going to save them a ton of money and headcount and allow them to repurpose some of those folks to do other things. So it's really exciting. That's one of those ones you can't go online and buy that yet. It's very attuned to their process, their data, and how they make decisions.
That's actually a very interesting case, like use case that you're sharing, because it is like a blend of all sorts of data that you can imagine. Yeah, that's amazing. And the logistics is not like the at the top of my head when I'm thinking about AI implementation and the industry priorities. Yeah, that's indeed a cool, that sounds like a cool project. And in the software development space overall, not just AI, many of the founders that I talk to, and by the way, as Ken is working with the tech founders and supporting the startups and even more established companies, feel free to connect with Ken on LinkedIn. That's Ken Pamela, founder and CEO at RevStar. And please go ahead and check out Ken's website, redstarconsulting.com. His way looks pretty much amazing. Anyone who's listening into that, interested in expanding your network, please go ahead and connect with Ken. Brilliant profile on LinkedIn, outstanding content there. Guys, definitely worth checking out. And Ken, getting back to my question about the software development space, many of the founders, tech founders that I talk to, have trouble to find new clients and grow their business. How do you do that? So what drives your growth at the moment? Because the times in the economy and everything, it's a little bit challenging right now. So what's your pathway? What's your growth way?
Yeah, unfortunately, most of us are tech guys, right? We're not marketing and sales experts. Relationships, that's been big for me. And we do good work, right? And I'm not saying other people don't, but it's hard to find a good vendor. It's hard to find somebody that's a real partner that, you know, is deeply tied to the outcomes and your success, right? I always say we try to make our customers the hero, right? That's the important part for us. Look, economy is what it is. All we can do is really lean on the relationships we have and do good work. And we tend to get a lot of referrals. And it's just talking to people too, right? Which sometimes as tech folks, we can be a little more introverted. So it's just getting out there, and if you do a good job, word gets around. And I think we just get out there and communicate what you do. It always helps. So I wish I had, I'm not a sales coach, but I probably haven't figured out everything. But what's worked well for us is just being a stand-up company, doing good work. I stand behind the product that we build, and I'm just always trying to talk to as many people as I can and tell them what I do. So that's my advice.
That's actually awesome, because quite a bit of people and companies rely on outbound or any other channels, but literally building their relationship and like nurturing it and talking to as many people as you can seems to be still working pretty much well, even probably better than some of the more like the hype marketing channels. Ken, you also have, talking about angles and expanding your entrepreneurial journey, you also seem to have like the business consultancy track. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that's one of those things I do on the side. I think I probably just always had a some kind of side hustle. Yeah, I guess I was doing websites in high school. At one point, Red Star was my side hustle outside of my day job. Just not that I need more work, but I enjoy doing it. That you learn certain things as you grow a business, and I feel like I should pay it forward. So I do some side consulting to help other folks. I mostly help out people who want to launch professional service companies since that's what I'm good at. But I get some other stuff in there too, e-commerce and other types of businesses. I get asked about starting AI agencies all the time now. So that's a hot new thing. But it's fun. It keeps me sharp, and I can save some people a few headaches. I always sleep easier at night if I can do that.
That's a perfect side hustle there, to be completely honest. I think it all adds up to the entrepreneurial bone that you have. And guys, Ken Pumela, founder and CEO of RevStar, please go ahead and connect with Ken on LinkedIn or visit revstarconsulting.com to learn more about what Ken is doing on his CEO journey and on his kind of consultancy track. And Ken, I think like after completing that many projects and being in the game for that long, do you have a client rescue story that you can share where you get like you and your team, you step in, things are like really off, and you did something great for your client that like turned their business or your partnership around?
Yeah, I think we've had a few of those, right? I think at one point I was probably regularly getting a project brought to me at least monthly, where it was like, hey, somebody started this and it's not going well. Can you clean it up? Or I remember one project, we still work with this client. I love them. They're great. They bought a system from a company that built it, and it was kind of piecemealed together. We took it, modernized it, put it on the cloud, and left some parts of it intact. There were some good pieces there. Now we're going through a SaaS readiness with them because they want to take that system now and actually turn it into a product that they can sell to other folks in their space. So I always love that story because it went from something that I wouldn't want to use myself to now something they'll be able to sell somebody. But you know, it comes with the territory. I think you have to be flexible. A lot of times you want to start everything from scratch, but sometimes you have to work with what's there. People invest money, especially when you're working with somebody early stage, right? They may have invested half of the money that they have to spend total, right? So you can't come in, let's start from scratch. So I try to just be pragmatic with how we approach that. And unfortunately, sometimes you get things that are just that bad, but most of the time you can take things and start to build new and slowly modernize what's there, refactor what's there.
That's quite a journey to handle, and I love like the connection that you built between the outdated system and now SaaS readiness. That's a long journey business-wise and also like relationship-wise. So how do you build those relationships that last? How do you keep the clients for that long?
I think just, trying to be a good partner, right? Doing right by them. So if I told that guy, hey, you know what, you just bought this system, throw it out, let's start over, I probably wouldn't have a customer this long. So you have to, that was 3 years ago now, right? So you have to meet them where they're at and be flexible too. And this is a stigma as developers. And I did this when I was an engineer. It's like you don't want to work on somebody else's code. So your initial reaction is just to throw it out, right? So it's training the team to like, hey, that's not an option. The goal is to service our customer at the end of the day, right? That's important. So maybe it's not the way you want to do it, but we have to meet in the middle here. So you can compromise. And I think it's just being very collaborative with them, making sure they understand some of these pros and cons. And communication's huge, right? This is again another thing sometimes as tech folks we struggle with because we're not maybe naturally communicators, we're used to headphones on, sitting down coding. So I think that part's important. When you communicate and just do right by people, it tends to land you some good long-term relationships.
That's brilliant, and I guess yeah, it's always some sort of like the mutual investment. It's not just the client investing their like resources in you. It's also you investing your knowledge and expertise to their business. It's really good when you have the two-way street there. I'm so happy to hear that you have that relationship in place with so many clients. That's amazing. And Ken, what would be your best advice to somebody who is just starting in the tech space?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I'd say really love it. It's not an easy space, right? Especially in custom software. That's one of the toughest things to set proper expectations, gather the right amount of requirements that balance with moving quickly, right? Being in an agile space, you have to balance that, like how fast can we get started with how well do we assess what we need to do up front? And then just the long-term maintenance of the system and some of the give and take you mentioned earlier with customers. So you have to really love it. I talked to a guy, so I got introduced to, hey, can you talk to so-and-so? They want to get into software development and they're not sure how to do it. And I had a background washing cars and I'm like, why do you want to do this? He had a car detailing company. He goes, I heard you can make a lot of money. I'm like, this is a bad space to get into if you're just looking to make money. Like, it's not that simple. And I'll never discourage anyone from getting into it, but you have to be passionate about it. This is what I love to do. So with the ebbs and flows of how projects go, you have to be able to sit back and look at it and go, I'm doing what I'm passionate about. So that's my best advice. Sure, any business makes money if you do a good job, but if you're not passionate about it, you can't, it's hard to stick it out for the long run.
Thank you so much. That's indeed a really great advice. And I find it same in our, like in the marketing space. If you don't love it, it's not enough. You have to love it. You have to be really passionate about it. Otherwise, yeah, the risk of burning out and quitting too early, they are just like multiplied by your attitude. Ken, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest. Thank you so much for sharing all of your experiences and for being transparent and honest. Anyone who is listening to that, Ken Pamela, LinkedIn or RevStarConsulting.com, please go ahead, get in touch with Ken. Again, great content on both of the resources. I encourage you to go check it out and connect. Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me.
Ludmila here. Thanks so much for listening to B2B Tech Founders Lounge podcast. If you are a B2B tech founder who would like to be on the show, visit podcast.rampic.agency. If you've got something from this interview that you would like to share, please go ahead and post a link to this episode on social media. Just grab a link, send it to a friend. If you know someone who will be a great guest on the show, tag them in your post. To let them know about the show, include our podcast name, which is B2B Tech Founders Lounge, in your post. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are adding new episodes frequently, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. This means a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Visit us at Rampic Agency website or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.